Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Hey guys, welcome. Thank you, Blake, for introducing me. Grab your cup of coffee wherever you are, and I hope you get ready for this next episode. This next episode may be hard for some of you, may not be so bad for others, but I'm just going to give you an update of what's going on. If you've followed me for any length of time, you've known in the last, since 2015, but I don't really share that it's been that long. I've lost my sight, or it's getting worse and worse and worse. Now it's totally dwindling to where it's almost gone. I lost my job in 2019 because of bullying, and I owe $72,000 to the government, and I got in a car accident, and that's falling through, and I have an EEOC claim, which isn't going well, and I live alone, and it's just so much. But today I'm giving you an update, and as much as I'm supposed to do two more interviews, and they've kind of fallen out, not because of the people, but because of me, because of the struggles, the hard times I've had, the hard times I'm going through, I want to share today what God is doing and how I'm in the boat with Jesus every day, and some days I can't pray and I'm crying more and more. But there's an update, and the state's finally doing what they're supposed to, and I've been fighting with so many people to get the mental health that to get counseling and social working and all types of things. But today I'm coming on to tell you the update is I'm moving. I'm going to Arkansas. Yep. I'm moving to Arkansas. Who would have ever thought that God would send me to Arkansas? Since about February, I've been fighting with the state to get some therapy sessions because I've been in a dark, dark place. And this blindness thing isn't really working out well. And the people that they're supposed to send to train, they bought a computer, big deal, whoopee-doo, a computer that talks with JAWS. I already have that, but they got me a new one because that's what they felt they should have did and felt like, oh, now you can go back to work. But I don't have blindness skills, and that's what I needed. So I finally got up the mustard to really fight them a few months ago. I was, telling them if they didn't do what they were supposed to, I was going to give them an unsuccessful case, not because I'm trying to be hard, but we have actions and things in place that the government sets in place to help people with disabilities and help people that are struggling in life. But why agencies don't want to spend the money where they should or don't want to help people, or the person that's behind the desk, they decide that, no, we're not going to spend the money on you. Well, today I can come to you for a few months. I've been fighting and fighting, and finally the door's open and they're going to send me to the school in Austin. There is a school in Austin called Chris Cole, but they're closed and they're not taking people, or they just opened. And because of the COVID, they're very strict on who they're taking. But I'm kind of glad that that door closed. And there was a school in Colorado that I really wanted to go to, that's supposedly a really, really good school, but there's a problem there. So then all of a sudden I was talking to a friend on Clubhouse, and a new friend, thanks Brando for all your help, and Lisa and Tony and Ted and all my new Clubhouse friends, and Danny, my greatest Clubhouse friend who I've met from the beginning, who you've heard a podcast. If you haven't checked out his podcast, you need to. It's called What the Heck. He's a great guy. And hopefully one day he comes on and he's going to interview me, because we've already had a discussion about him coming on and interviewing me and then just having some fun on my podcast. But today this is an update podcast telling you that no matter what you're going through, no matter what your struggles are, mine are real, mine are hard. Mine have been going on for way longer than I'd want to admit, but I have to share. And people have seen me at work and my life, and I've lost many friends who they're there, but they just can't handle the struggle that I'm going through, or they're just too busy going through their own stuff, or I don't know, when times are down, you really find who your friends are. It's not a, hey, text them on Facebook. Really reach out to your friend. Yep, I'm talking to you if you haven't reached out to me and you hear this podcast and you're thinking, but I'm checking up on you. No, really give me a call. Let me know that you care, that, I know you're busy and you're going through stuff, but, I've reached out to you and you haven't reached out to me. You all know who you are. But then again, it's okay. God puts the people in your life that you need. But I've been in this house for longer than I need to. We've all been locked up at some point, but I have been locked up even in a different way, because I'm scared to go outside. One, because of stalker. Two, because it's hard being blind. You know, going to the store isn't the same. I don't get to see things on the shelves and I don't get the beauty of life that I want. Yes, I know I have a friend that Anne and different people that I'm friends with that are now who are totally blind, who've never seen it, but I've had sight. So losing sight is something so tremendous. And no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on, no matter a loss is a loss. If you lose a lost one, it's lose a loved one from a death in the family. That is hard too, but we have got to deal with it. And I've been trying my hardest to deal with the best I can. And the state agencies haven't been wanting to really move forward and do what they're supposed to. But today I've won that battle and I'm going to a school in Arkansas. And I'm just sharing to let you know that God is working right on time. I'm running out of money and that's okay, because again, he's providing. The school is going to now be fully paid for, but I've got to pack up my stuff and put it in storage and do all this stuff. And I'd love to sell it all off, and because I don't know where I'm going after those 12 months, because it's not only a school to help me with my blindness. God has found a school for me that is even greater. They do a certificate program, and I know how to work. If I wasn't blind, I'd have a job. I wouldn't have the struggles I have. But we really don't know what struggles we'd have if we weren't in the circumstances that we're in, because we are where we're supposed to be, and God created us, and he knows. He doesn't love you because you're struggling. He doesn't love you because you're going through some hell in your life. He never promised life would be easy. Look at what happened with his son. He put his son on this earth to protect us, to help us, to save us, because we couldn't follow the law. So today I'm just jumping on to say, hey, I'm doing this podcast. Here's what's happening. I'm going to the school in Arkansas. It's a fully blind school. It's going to help me for 12 months, teach me how to be blind. So I've got to pack up my house in the next few weeks, months. The paperwork's almost done. I wasn't going to get on here till it was a done deal, but I know there's very few people, but there's somebody who's listening and needs to hear. One, if you're struggling, God, keep fighting. Keep fighting the best you can. I'm locked in a house all by myself. Nobody really comes to visit. Nobody brings me food. Thank God for my friend Kim. Others will talk about me and say stuff about me, but they don't really call and check up. They're too busy. Or if they got their own issues, I get it. But you know what? We all need to be. I always reach out to someone to see if they're okay. You should reach out to someone and see if they're okay. And, you know, don't just Facebook friend a person. Don't ask others about that person. If you got to call someone and say, hey, how's Teresa doing? Pick up the phone and call Teresa. Whoever that person is, pick up that phone and call them. Reach out to them. We need people in our lives. And even the church says, you know, you should never be alone and this, that, and the other. Well, they're not helping. And I love my pastor, but it's okay, because God's got a purpose and he knows why this is happening. And now I'm getting ready to go to the school. And I just wanted to jump on and say, the victory's in Jesus. And let his will be done. For me, that's the way I believe. That's my thoughts. And I will always stay strong in doing that. I'm doing this podcast because God, when my dad was dying, said, you now need to share your story with the world. And I didn't think I'd be sharing a harder and harder and harder and harder life and tell you that there's lots of things that are happening and lots of people that I call and they don't care. And they're like, they're all this red tape and yada, yada, yada. Or someone behind the desk feels like you don't deserve X, Y, and Z. But in the next few weeks, I have one more paperwork to give to the school, and then I should be going to visit the school. Hopefully before January, I'll be broadcasting my podcast, and there will be an upswing on my life. It's still not going to be easy. I've got a lot of work to do, but I'm ready for it. At least I'll be away from the stalker, and I'll get to work on blind skills, on how to cross the street and how to do things. Because I'm scared to go outside. I'm scared to walk outside sometimes. You know, people think, well, you've been doing it for so long, but no, it gets harder and harder. And with COVID and everything and not being able to see and just everything, it's made it harder. And I don't know how to do it properly. And is there a properly? I don't know. But at least I'll go to a school where they'll help me learn how to be blind, learn the skills I need to add them to my toolbox. I won't be piecemealed like I have been, where the state says, oh, we'll send you so-and-so, but then they start to come out and then it's not a joke to them, but it's a job. And but when you get yourself put away in a school, or I say put away, sorry, but you go somewhere that really knows like the steps and you've got to immerse yourself in it every day, I believe it's going to be better. There's no perfect cure. Is it a perfect school? Who knows? There's several of them. I've heard several people say several different things, but I believe it's where God is taking me and that's where I need to go. And when all this is done, there's even a certificate program that I know how to get a job. I know how to do an interview. That's the sighted stuff isn't the problem. It's the blindness and not being sighted anymore. So now I finally fought, and I'm getting on here to tell you guys that this journey's hard and the struggles are real. And if you're struggling, please keep praying out to God. Please keep crying. Please keep knowing that He's going to come right on time. He's going to give you back the days, the years, the times. It says in Job that, you know, He'll give you back the days that were wrong to you, or however it said. Forgive me that I'm not the perfect Bible person, but it's not all about that. It's having a walk with your God and just knowing that when everyone else is giving up on you and you think He's giving up on you, He's not. He's working it out. And I haven't skipped a beat with money, and I haven't skipped a beat with food. And maybe there's far and few people that talk to me. And maybe I sit here alone praying to God every day, and that's okay. But He's working. And this is the next step. I'm moving to Arkansas, and I'm going to go to that school. And I pray that I'm the monkey on the treadmill, or I'm the monkey that has to get all of it done. But I'm quite all right with learning all of it and just sucking it all in. And I know that when I've got all the proper tools, there's no proper way how to be a person, how to be blind, how to be in a wheelchair, how to lose a husband, how to have a loss of a child. But if there's a place you can go or help you can seek for, you should seek for that help. You should pray that God can get you the help you need. It's not to give up, it's to keep going. And yeah, I'm one strong cookie. I'm one strong person. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. I hope I can be there for someone who's struggling. And I think this is the way I could be there for someone who's struggling, is tell them, life is not easy. The struggles are real. People are going to leave you. When times are hard, that's when you can count your friends on one hand. And there may only be a number two. But when times are good and you're making tons of money and you can celebrate lots and have lots of fun with lots of people and just enjoy everything, you're going to have, every hand is going to be full. Your two friends that you had, you can use their fingers. And there's going to be your 10 fingers that are going to be 10 friends, and their 10 fingers, and the other person have 10 fingers. So you automatically have 30 friends. That might sound funny, my analogy, but it's just a cute, goofy analogy. But when you're going through some shit, excuse my words, sorry. There's far and few between. And everyone tells you how busy they are and how they can't help you because they're going through theirs. And some people are real and some people just don't want to hear it and whatever it is. But whoever's been listening to this podcast and whatever you get out of it, just know that for me, I'm coming on and sharing my life story, not because I want to tell my woes, not because I want my business out there, but God asked me. And I know it sounds funny to some of you, but God told me now is the time to share my life. So I started the podcast, and you know, most of you know I do that blog post, and I haven't been posting anything because it's hard. Many, many days I just can't get out of bed. But I thank friends that are on Clubhouse, like Danny and Lisa and Brando and Ted and Mesa and Tony and my friend Kim and my sister-in-law and my cousin Laura, and Anne, who've been faithful, and Luke, who've been faithful to call me. Doug for when he can because he's so busy. My friends Shishma and Adrian, who they do their best to call me, and Ron. But sometimes it's very far and few between. But I thank my new Clubhouse friends who are, most of them are also blind or low vision, and they get it. But they're struggling just as much, and they're fighting this world that we shouldn't be fighting one another. We shouldn't be hurting one another. We should really be helping. When is America going to help their own? I don't even know this food shortage and whatever we're going through, but that's too much for today and too much for me. But if you've been praying for me and you've been far and distant from me, but you hear my cries, and thank you for all that you're doing. But today I can honestly say I'm so grateful that the storm is almost over. It's not complete. It's not done. It's not going to be easy. The next 12 months are going to be the hardest. And I hope to broadcast some of it to you, not because I like, again, to share my world, but I need people to know who are struggling. There is a God out there. There is an answer. He just comes on His timing. And I've always had food on the table. And if for someone who doesn't have food on the table, God's providing the way He needs to provide in your life. That everyone gets a different storm and a different season. But just keep hanging on, that He's got you. He's got you. And that's why I'm coming on tonight, just to give you an update to say, hey, my life hasn't gotten easier, but I'm now moving to Arkansas because I'm going to a blind school to hopefully I'll get all the skills I need to come back even stronger. And then I'll be able to help someone else because I'll put on my oxygen mask and I'll, as I always try to help people. And I think this podcast has been raised to help people. But that's what's going on. And I've got to pack up now. And I think I'm just going to, I've asked some people to help me without, you know, and no one's really coming through. They mean well again. So, and I'm not mad at anyone. I get it. But on the other hand, I would never do some of the things that people have done to me, to them. But I'm not perfect. But God's got a purpose and a plan. And the biggest thing I could tell you, the one who's been here the longest, the most, and who's always going to be there for you is God. It takes just a mustard seed to believe. And he never promises an easy life. But if he's done it for others, he'll do it for you. The Bible shows you many times where, you know, Moses and Joseph and Jacob and Esau and Rahab and who else? Rachel and Lazarus and Mary and Martha, how and the, you know, disciples, how they walk this earth and they help people. And even though Jesus got crucified and he died on the cross for our sins, if he's done it before, he'll do it again. If that's what that book is, just a playbook, and he's already defeated the devil, and we live in a fallen world, so all this stuff has to happen. But I come on here tonight to share. My life is getting ready to change, and I don't know when the next podcast will come, but please hold on. Please be. I'm thankful for the listeners. I'm thankful for anyone who's supporting me. I'm thankful for all of it. I don't like that I'm crying. I don't like that it's gotten hard. I don't like that I've had to fight and that the agencies just won't do what they're supposed to, and that I couldn't even find a therapist. That was the hardest thing. Even someone to talk to. I went to my local church, and it's not like they didn't know anything about blindness. So they just said, oh, you could do this by yourself, and drop me. Then I had another therapist, and finally, I found a therapist who works with low vision, blindness. So you really might have to fight through all of that, but God's working, and it's happening, and it's going to get harder before it's going to get better. But I hope in the next 12 months, as I set up interviews and I do these things and I share my life with you, you hang on to your life and know that if you're struggling, God is there and he loves you. There is no safety net for me other than God. My mom and dad can't help me. My dad is now in heaven. I'm sure he's looking down on me, you know, pushing me along as well. There's many people. My mom's got her own issues. She's good. My brothers and sisters, everyone's got something. But be there for someone. Don't just write on their wall of Facebook and say something. Actually call and be a friend for someone, because you never know when you're going to struggle. But it's good. And here's my short podcast for tonight. I just wanted to share that the storm is hard, but here's what's going on. I'm getting ready to go to school, and hopefully I'll learn how to really use the cane like many others before and be able to go outside and not be scared of a stalker or not be scared of whatever, or know that the struggle is hard because people don't want to hire people with disabilities. But there is a place, and God puts you right where you need to be, but it's in his timing. And if you're someone who's shallow and thinks as they're listening to this, you're right, I won't hire X, Y, and Z. Give someone a shot. Go the extra mile for someone. Check up and check out and make sure that if you know a friend struggling, call them. Don't just Facebook them. Don't just like their stuff. Call them. Any one of you. But that's my story. That's what's happening. That's where I'm going in a few months, in a few weeks, somewhere soon, as long as the paperwork is done. God is working. Thank you, God. All things work together for his good. Look how long it took Joseph before, you know, the ring bearer even forgot about him before telling that one person, I can't remember who it was. So, you know, it's in God's timing. And he hasn't given up on you. So don't give up on him. And for some of you who just are like on the fence going, but why are you going through this? If God loves you so much and he says he's going to do, because he never promised an easy life. And because I get these struggles, I get to share. I get to also share that who was the victory in it all. And when people don't come through, God just showing me that I got it. Here you go. There's not one person I can thank more than I can thank God. He knitted me in the womb. He knew how strong I was. He knew the battles I would have. He still knows the battles. He knows the battles you're going through. I don't like one bit of it, but I also kind of hate to say this. I don't think I'd change it. I mean, I would love to change it if I could, but on the other hand, nah, because God's going to get the glory. God's going to get the glory for it all. So guys, I thank you for listening. I thank you for another great podcast done. I can't wait to go to Arkansas. I've got a lot of work ahead of me. That's what's happening with me. I will do more podcasts with interviews for people. I had two more to do, but one didn't get recorded. The other one needs to be updated as well, but I just haven't had the strength. But today I want to share that my struggle is real. My struggle is hard. I've been going through this for way longer than I want to. I put this on the altar long, long time ago. But God had to work some things out. I had to pass that mountain. I had to go around that mountain one more time till God saw whatever. I don't know. But I'm just grateful to say, here's where I'm going and here's what's happening. And my next podcast will be a while, but it'll probably be from the doors of World Services or whatever they're calling themselves. Sorry, I'm so bad with it's Lions World, I think it's World Services now. It's a school for blind people. And there's many of them. And I'm just quite grateful that my friend Brando and I did so much research, and my friend Tony was sharing about the school and that they have a certificate program. Even when I'm done with all this stuff, I get to do a certificate program in my college field of an accounting. And then they'll help me find a job. So I'll be back on top. And who knows? We'll see what God's got. Because really, I'm in God's hands. And he's going to get me through it. And he's going to get you through it. I have this can-do attitude, not an I can't-do attitude all of my life, but it's gotten really hard. The devil's not going to steal my joy. It may be hard some days, but I keep praying and knowing that God's going to be there, and he's going to be there for you. So guys, have a great night. Have a great night, a great morning, a great evening, whatever you're doing. COVID is real. COVID is hard. COVID is just, but we need to get back, and we need to help people. We need to stop just locking ourselves up and not helping one another. The government really needs to help people that are needing it, but help them correctly. Don't just give them money. I'm sorry, if you just want money and you're thinking we need people to go to work and we need to educate them and we need to show them how. It's just not about handing money. But that's my thought on that. And I don't want to go too deep because I'm sure, but you know. All right, guys, that's it. This is the podcast for this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me if you are. Thanks for reaching out if you have. And God be the glory for all of this, no matter how the struggle is, no matter how hard the story. I wish I didn't have to go through all this, but God's got a greater purpose. And my blindness isn't a problem. It is a part of me, but it doesn't make me who I am. But I will master it, and I will come back better off than before, wanting to help others through this journey of life. Love you all, and we'll talk soon.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com. Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gufanti. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.